We are learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, on top of the Amud. We learned yesterday at a Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin that there was Machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, if two people come and then being made that someone, Reuben killed Shimon. So the halacha is, according to Rav Meir, if one says it happened the second hour and the other says the third hour, it works. But the second hour and the fifth hour does not work. Rav Yehuda says it works unless it's the fifth and seven. 2 hours are from the fifth to the seven. There he agrees. Three to five, there it's a kayim. Unless it's five to seven, then it's batal because there, one's before noon, one's after noon. There he'll agree 2 hours. Usually 2 hours is fine. Now, Abaya, two pshatim in that. Abaya, one pshat was that they're not saying different things. They're saying the exact same thing. Just one means, let's say 2 to 3, where it says it's good. One means at the end of 2, one means beginning of 3, and it's the exact same time. That's one pshat. In Rav Meir, the second pshat of Rav Meir was that it's just a mashu in between. And Rabbi Yehuda, Abaya Tainan, that they're only making a mistake by a half hour. So when it says 3 to 5 is good, it's really in between. It's, let's say, 4:30. And when he says 3, he means the end of 3, which is close to 4:30. And when he's saying 5, he means within a half hour of 4:30. That was one pshat, or to make a mistake by an hour, and he says 3, he means the end of 3, he means the beginning of 5. That was two pshatim of Abaya, and Machlokes Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, he's saying is that we assume it happened somewhere in the middle of what they're both saying. That was Abaya's pshat. Also, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yehuda, Amr L'Shmaitza Kamei de Rava. Rav Huna came and said this in front of Rava, the Shmaitza of Abaya, pshat and Machlokes Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. And Amet Hashem and Omer Beis will come back to our Mishnah of Pesach, of Achilas Chametz, to see if that Ramei Rav Yehuda have shaykhs to each other. So he said over Abaya, Rav Huna said over Abaya's pshat in front of Rava. Omar, so Rava had a kash on this. Omar ilu daikina bahani sadi, dahai dekama shalosh b'chilas shalosh, vahai dekama chomish shev chomish. If you would ask them, if you look into it, maybe when one eight saying 3, and one eight is saying 2, one eight is saying 3, but one is saying 3, one and 5, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Either way, the Gemara asked the Kashmir Rabbi Yehuda, where 3 and 5 is good. Maybe one guy means by the beginning of a third hour. If you do an hour clock times, one means 3:01. And when the other says 5, he means 5:59. And they're really almost 3 hours apart. Maybe that's what it is. Because according to Abaya, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying they only make a mistake by 1 hour. And we're killing a person because of that. Maybe they didn't mean that. Maybe they meant 3:01. He meant 3:01. He meant 5:59. It comes at the 3 hours apart. But have a, what? Close to 3 hours apart, yeah. It's 2:59. What's the difference? It's more than an hour. What do you want? So it doesn't have to be 3 hours.
Say less than 3 hours is good.
No, it's not. But that, he said 1 hour is good. The buyer said 1 hour is the mistake. 1 hour. 1 hour plus a master is the mistake. It's limited. Exactly. 30, exact question, even 2 or 3, I would say the same question. All the questions. You were taking the most radical one of Abaya. We're killing someone for this. We're giving a guy skila because of this. Or we're giving a guy sayif because of this. We're killing someone because he murdered someone. How do we know he murdered someone? Someone said 3 and 5. They're a few hours apart. We say, oh, they made a mistake by 1 hour, and he meant 3:59, he meant 5 o'clock, so they're 1 hour and a mashu apart. Rav, what do you mean? We're trying to save someone here. But it says, let's read it inside again. And they're steered to each other, two Edom. They don't kill him. It says in the pasuk that when you pass Gedin and Fashus, you have to look to try to be matzal them. You look for a schus, like Rashi says. You look for a schus. And here it says, Edus Kayemes. It must mean that even if one meant 3:01 and one meant 5:59, it's still good, like Moshe is saying. It's a riot, it's still good. Because they obviously, Rav is saying, it's clear in Rav Yehuda that people make mistakes within even 3 hours because they don't have clocks those days. And people do make mistakes like that. It has to be like that. And the two things are not austere at all. Elam Rava. So therefore Rava changes Pshat Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Elam Rava. Divrei Rav Meir. Odom toyer shtei shoyes chosam ashu. Zokt Rava fi Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that a person is very normal to be mistaken on the clock, on the time, by 2 hours of mashu. They didn't have clocks those days. They used sundials, whatever they did. It was very normal to make a mistake by 2 hours. And therefore, if one says 2 o'clock, one says 3 o'clock, this is, when it says 2 and 3, by the way, we'll see more later on, it always means the first two hours a day, 3 hours a day. That's why when I say 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, I don't really mean that for 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. It means the first 2 hours. Then he said in the first 3 hours of the day this happened, after 3 hours of the day. So even if one meant right by the beginning of the second hour, and the other guy meant the end of the third hour, which is close to 2 hours, according to Rav Meir, it's still a good edus, because Rav Meir holds a person makes a mistake within the range of 1 hour and 59 minutes. Rav Meir, Adam Tayyash Deisha is Chosim Masu. That's what Fir Meir Shita. And therefore, 2 to 3, as bad as it could be, it'll still be good edus. Because even if it's beginning of the second hour, end of the third hour, it'll be within 159, it'll be good edus. Liv Rav Yehuda, Adam Tayyash Deisha is Chosim Masu. According to Rav Yehuda, a person makes a mistake within 3 hours and a mashu, because, and that's why 3 to 5 is when he says 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock is good. Why? Because even if it's 3:01 and 5:59, he does. It's very normal to make a mistake within 2 hours and 59 minutes.
Doesn't it make a difference which 2 to 3 hours a day it is?
Yes. Well, so the Mishnah there itself, it said. Mishnah itself said 5 to 7, Rabbi Yehuda will be masking, because there, everyone knows the difference between before noon and afternoon, because the sun is in a different part of the sky. So the Gemara explains like this. And we'll explain. The story could have happened, either happened beginning of the second hour, or the end of the third hour. And one of these Edim is Katoy, he's making a mistake. When he's saying it's beginning of the second hour, he's making a mistake by an hour and 59 minutes, which is very normal. A person makes a mistake up to 3 hours missing a mashu, 2 hours and 59 minutes. So Maisik Kehava, this murder happened, over Tchila Shah's beginning of the third hour, over Saif Chamish, at the end of the fifth hour. One person is making a mistake, and like the Rashi speaks out, and Kol Shekein, if it happened in the middle, so for sure it's good. And if it happened in the middle of those three or four, it happened at the fourth hour, so for sure it's good, because for sure 1 hour or 1.5 hours you make a mistake by. So then it's for sure good. But even at worst case scenario, it happened at the other end of what he was saying, it's still good edus. Why? Because people make a mistake in that range. And it's not shver anymore of shofto edo sileido. Because here, even if it's the worst case scenario, that's a normal thing to make a mistake. It's not called a stira in the edus. They're both saying they saw a murder. The time's a little different. It makes no difference because within 3 hours, according to Rav Yehuda, within 2 hours, according to Rav Meir, is a normal mistake to make. And when they're saying that clock, they're saying the same exact story as the other fellow. They're talking the same exact story, just they got mixed up in the exact time because it's very easy to make a mistake within that range. Shouldn't we have 3 hours in each direction? What do you mean? Yeah, that's only not in this case. In this case, we matched them up. What?
One guy could say 1, the other guy could say 7 o'clock, and they're both off by 3 hours.
Yeah, but the problem is then you try to save that. You say, you know what happened? It really happened at 7, and then the one guy can't be part of it. Or it really happened at 1, and the 7 guy can't be part of it. The whole kasha is, of course you can find the common denominator, you could find the common denominator, but we don't want to do that. We have to have a 100% common denominator. You have to have a 100% place where both of them are saying Edus. Every spot in this time has to be 100% Edus for both of them. On every time, so it has to be all 3 hours, it has to be 100% Edus. We'll see what you're saying, Kumi Nigeya with Edim Zayman or something like that. We'll see soon. But here we need 100% Edus, 100% Edus in all 3 hours, so everything has to be within the range of 3 hours. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So that's the Machlokes Rav Meir Yehuda according to Rava. Tanai, we're into the Mishnah. It's Mishnah Sanhedrin. Hoye boitkin oisei v'sheva chakiris. They used to make 7 chakiris, it's exerus a cost of these 7 questions you have to ask. If he doesn't know one of these questions, it's not a good edus. Be'ezah Shvua, which Shemitah was it? Be'ezah Shana, which year of the Shemitah? Now Shemitahs have a number, how many Shemitahs. So which Shemitah is it? Because in the Yovel, there's 7 Shemitahs in the Yovel. And they used to count the Shemitahs. What number Shemitah in the Yovel is it? You have to know which one it is. Be'ezah Shana, which year? Be'ezah Chodesh, which month? Be'kamim Chodesh, what day of the month? Be'ezah Yom, what day of the week? Be'ezah Shah, what time of the day? And Be'ezah Makam, which place? And these 7 have to be asked. And like Tosafot speaks out that, L'chaira, if it's a Stira, what's the problem if he already said what day of the month and they both and then he says the day of the week and it doesn't shtim with the day of the month? So it's like chayzeh magid. He already said it was on this day. He can't change his mind anymore. So Tais, what's the difference if you get it wrong? You can't change your mind about that. So Tais speaks out, it's exerus a cost to get all these seven right. You have to have the seven chakiris here, you learn from psukim, you have to have all these seven you have to get right. The Gemara will explain a reason for it, but these seven chakiris bechlal, the Gemara will explain a reason, but these seven are all exerus a cost of these seven chakiris. V'tanya, ma ben chakiris abdikas, what are abdikas? Abdikas are, you ask him what type of shirt, what color shirt was he wearing when he murdered someone? What did he use, a gun or a knife? Those questions, he could plead the fifth. He could say, I don't know. And still good edus. You don't have to answer that. If it's a stira between two of them, then it's no good. But if they don't say anything, it's good. But these seven, you have to answer. V'tanya, ma ben chakiris l'bedikos? Chakiris, om ha'echem ha'min edaya, I do some tailup. One of them says, no, it's bottle. Bedikos, afil sh'naim, oim ha'min edaya, if they both say they don't know, it still works. I do some kayamas. We ask in the Gemara there, why chakiros do you have to know and bedikas you don't have to know? Why is it about them? Because it's edus that you can't have edus mzayim on it. Every edus has to be, you have to have the fear of getting ha'azama. And if you don't say exactly what time it was, or what day it was, and what year it was, you can't have Hazama, because what is Hazama? Hazama is to even come and say, you were with us in a different place. It's only possible if you have the exact place, day, time, then you can say like that. But Badikas, Eishat Yachal Hazimahu. If an Eidus is Yachal Hazima, because even though he's saying, he doesn't say what color shirt it is, that still could be Mazim him. It makes a difference. The Hazama works for saying you were a different place. So even if you say a different shirt, that still could be Mazim him, make Hazama. So therefore, he's saying you have to know exactly where it is because it'd be iyat yochel la hazima. So Rashi asked the kasha that, what do you mean? Even if he doesn't say what time of the day it is, I can still make hazama. I'll say that whole day you were with me in Switzerland, the whole day. So why is you could have hazama? So Rashi answers that every one of the chakiras have to have a hazama on it. And the chakira of Sha'is you won't have. Rachmana Rabbi, Sheva chakiras v'zera Shava, the hate v'zehajun. Again, this point that it's the Rais Tegadin, the seven chakiras, every chakira has to be possible to have Azam on it. And Echanami, you're right, it's technically possible for the person to get Azam on it, but every chakira by itself has to be possible for Azam. So that is the Mishnah and Gemara in Sanhedrin. So now we come back to us. V'amris toy in Shikuli Hai. Chakiris the Eidus Shonami Eish Yachazima L'Chayra for hours also is not possible to mazim, because if he says at 2 o'clock you're with me in a certain place, I'll say, what do you mean? You have 2 hour, 3 hour mistake over here. So I meant 1 o'clock. I meant 5 o'clock. Hey, ever give me mazim someone on Shois if it's possible to say you make a mistake? The Amri, let's read it again. The Amis tell you in his kuli high. Chakiris days of Shah Nami Eidus Yachazima. The hours are also not possible to Hazama. The Amri Mati Kotinon. You say I made a mistake. So Gemara answers the Avin like Kula to Asayu. You have to make Hazama on the whole range of mistake a person can make. And remember, when Eidim Zayim come to make them into Kasha Zomam, you have to make both Eidim. Eidim Zayman. If you make one Eidim Zayman, there's no Kasha Zomam. So if you make both of them. So the Gemara says like this, Rameya Avin lo Metchila Shah Rashayna Ad Saif Chamesh. According to Rameya, you have two Eidim. One Eid is saying two, and one saying three. Now, when a guy says 2 o'clock, he has arranged 2 hours both ways. We're going to, for a few months, we say 1 hour, 59 minutes, not full 2 hours, 2 hours mashu. But I'm going to call it 2 hours just for make it simpler. To make it simple, I'm going to call it 2 hours. So according to Rameyer, two to three, you get, we're going rubber now, 2 to 3, so you get a 2 hour range from 2 o'clock, means from 2 to 4, and from 2 to 0. That's how you go back 2 hours, the hour and 59 minutes, which is 2 hours back and 2 hours frontwards. So Eidim Zayimim, for that guy, have to say, you were with us from 0 until 4. The other fellow, who said 3 o'clock, he has a range from 3 to 5 and from 3 to 1. So you have to have from 0 to 5, you have to, the Ein Zayim have to say, you two guys, you two Eidus, Dosan Lavirim, you have to be with me, you have to be with me from 0 to 5 hours. That's you have to be with me. Because, what? Because from 2 o'clock, the Dosan said 2 o'clock, you get 2 hours back. So let's read it inside. Which means the beginning from 0 at Soif Chamesh till the end of the fifth hour. Till the end of the fifth hour. Uvidinu, because maybe when he said 3 o'clock, he meant 3:59. You get 2 hours that way. At the end of the fifth hour, till 5:59. You get from 0 to 5:59. Uvidinu, the Nesiv Lohu, Mikara Tvei. So technically, which we didn't speak out, you could have said even more than 0. Why? Because when the fellow says 2, maybe it means the beginning of the second hour. And if he says the beginning of the second hour, it means really 1:01. So you get 2 hours back than that. So really you should get from the hour before the 0 until close to 6, till 5:59. But he says that there's no mistakes. Ella, ben yamam alayla tol inshi. A person does not make a mistake between night and day. He doesn't make a mistake that. If he said he was beginning at 2 o'clock, beginning of the second hour, not 2 o'clock, but the beginning of the second hour, there's no way that he meant to say at an hour before Nate, so hour before Alois HaShachar. There's no way he meant that, because that it's pitch dark then, and he didn't make a mistake. And me, I saw the murder at night or a day, that, you don't make a mistake. So that's Sfira Meir. Sfira Meir was saying that to make Edom Zoymer, it's not enough to say in that hour, it's not enough to say in that 2 hours. You have to say this huge range between, it's really, when the Meir says from 0 to the end of 5, it could have been even more. From 0 to the end of 5 has to be, and the reason is you have to be 2 hours each way of the most extreme thing he could have meant. For example, he said 2 o'clock. If he meant the beginning of the second hour, it has to be 2 hours back that way. If he meant 2:59, it means 2 hours that way. Same thing for the 3. If he meant 3:59, it has to be 2 hours that way, which is 5:59. That's in Ramei. For Rabbi Yehuda, much more time. Yehuda always says there's a 3 hour range, close to a 3 hour range of mistake. Rabbi Yehuda, Avin lo matchila sharishayna v'atsoif shishes. But from 0 until the end of the 6th. Now him, it should have been much more than that, because 3 o'clock, third hour might be the beginning of the third hour. So you go 3 hours back, is an hour before Alois. The other guy who said 5, is 5:59. So 3 hours that way is 8:59. It's a way, you know, it's almost close to the ninth hour. He was saying all you need is the end of the sixth hour. What's the pshat? So Gemara's going to explain. Rabbi Yehuda, Yevinu lo metchila shara shayin avat soif shishas. You need from 0 to the end of noon. The end of noon. Or we didn't, Ramam is by noon. The end of the day. End of the half of the day. Or we didn't, the nesil lo mikara tvei. You really should get an hour before Alois. Ella, ben yimam alay lo tawin. You guys make a mistake. Or we didn't, the nesil lekame tvei. You should really have further in the day, past almost to the ninth hour. Ella, shebehei b'chama mizrach v'zayim v'marev, chama marev. So beginning of the seventh hour already, the sun is in the west. And therefore, you're not going to make a mistake, so you can't make a mistake that way. So Edom Zoyman, all you need is the first half of the day. So that's how you make Edom Zoyman. Now Rashi speaks out, this whole wide range is only for Edom Zoyman. But to be makhish to Edom, it's enough if you take one guy, you wipe one guy out, that's enough. Because once you say, there's Dosan and Aviram, right? Dosan said, let's say 2, and Aviram said 3. Or if Rav Yehuda, Dosan said 3 and he said 5. Okay? So Edom came and say that Dosan was with us from the beginning of 2 to till 5. That's what he says. So now, Dosan only could be from 1. And the other guy is saying 5. 1 to 5 already is 4 hours away. So you're going to break the Edom up. You just want to have Edom Zoymim. To make Edom Zoymim, you need the full 6 hours, according to Rudolph, for example. But to break the Edom up, all you need is 3 hours. You just have to separate them. You can separate them. That will be enough to make them Edos HaKosh. That's what Rashi speaks out in this Rashi on the side. The first the Ramaskal and some Gemara, some is two Ramaskal. That Rashi speaks out that you have Nechla Edusim even less time.